And the nurse, the following, I think it was the following day, turned around and said, well, you'll have to have insulin for the rest of your life. And you'll have to, and then I think it was the third, it was either the second day or the third day, she turned around and said, oh, well, as you've got to have it for the rest of your life, you might as well learn how to do it. Here you are. Put that into yourself. There was no sort of preparation like there is today where they teach you how to inject an orange or whatever it is. None of that. It was just a case of there it is, do it. And of course, the choice is stark. It was either do it or die. So you do it. And that's exactly what I did. And then I was allowed to get up and walk around the ward. It was a side ward, a small side ward, with only two beds. And I occupied the one, and then somebody else came and they occupied the other one for a period of time. The thing that struck me most was that there was a young baby there, 18 months old, who'd got the same problem. And they were treating that child. And after a bit, you realised that you weren't the only one in that with that problem. So when they discharged me, that was about 3, maybe 4 weeks later, I then had to go to the hospital every 2 weeks. Every Monday on a 2 weeks, and I kept doing that for ever since until I left school, which was at the age of 15 then.
Have you got any other memories of R.D. Lawrence?
Well, yes, he was a big tall man. He was he'd only got one eye. I always remember that because I don't know what happened to his eye, but I do know that he'd only got the one eye. And he got quite a powerful voice as well. And this one Christmas, they had a children's party, and I remember him saying to one of the, I think it was a staff nurse or something like that, oh, there's an awful lot of carbohydrates around here, you know, and I